Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Sarah Burks, and I will be reading the devotional written by Amy Hirsch as she is out on maternity leave. Today is December 25th, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Right now, we are going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day, we will be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You will also be hearing my thoughts in the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we are working from today is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and the sixth stanza says this: Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Our scripture for today comes from John 1, verses 1 through 18. So if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." I've been thinking a lot about birth these days, probably because I am quite pregnant with our daughter, Eliza Ruth. Lord willing, by the time you read these words, Eliza Ruth will be here and we will be celebrating our first Christmas with our baby girl. But right now, it's the middle of the summer, the heat is unbearable, and my stomach seems to be expanding every day. And we should take a second here to congratulate Amy and Matt on the arrival of Eliza Ruth. We wish you guys well. It's hard for me to fathom that God incarnate put on flesh and came to earth. It's even harder for me to fathom, as a pregnant woman, that he came into the world through a human woman's womb. Take a moment to think about what we've read about Jesus in John 1. The Word of God, the one who was with God in the beginning, through whom all things were created, entered into our world in the same way as created ones, babies, do. Make no mistake, Jesus came into the world with his deity completely intact, fully God and fully man, begotten and not made, and yet he laid his glory by to enter into the world in a divine condescension that brought him all the way down to the womb. He was nourished by Mary's placenta, and around her 20th week of pregnancy, she probably felt the kicks of God as Jesus' small feet began to tap on her bladder. The true light of the world, the one who called light into being, experienced the darkness of the womb. And not only that, but John tells us that he also knew the darkness of rejection. The world he made didn't know him. His own people didn't receive him. And on that fateful Friday at Golgotha, he would know the darkness of death as he faced the cross. And yet this was the reason he was born, so that we might be born again. Jesus put on flesh and dwelt among us so that we might be reborn, given the right to become children of God, born of the will of God, so that we might see the glory of God in a way no other human had ever experienced, so that we might know him and have life in his name. Indeed, all glory is due to this newborn king. Today, as you meditate on the Christmas story, consider the hope of the gospel, that Jesus was born, that he entered into our sickness and sorrow, that he knows what it is like to grieve, that he put on flesh, that he traveled through the birth canal, so that you might be reborn, and that you might know the hope of new life in him.